be for 20 minutes or even half an hour or an hour. In some respects, I don't really know what to say to you all, that many of you know that I've been a Christian for many years, and here I am getting baptized. And all I would say to you really is that I feel that it's part of the journey for me, and certainly a humbling process and a humbling time of where I'm at in my walk with God. And today I've been sort of going back and developing my testimony to give to you, and I will just give you a brief overview. And it has been a bit of a struggle, I must admit, to go back over time and think about some of the things that's happened to me. And I was born in Bedford, which isn't a bad start, and it's even worse than that, actually, in that my family actually comes from Bedford and the villages around, the ones without webbed feet. And but the other side of my family actually comes from Burton-on-Trent. And believe it or not, I'm most like the family that comes from Burton-on-Trent. And so you'll probably never meet any of those because they're either dead or a bit mad. So you really can't confirm that. But I was born into a Christian family. They were all Christians, and that's a real advantage that I had from the beginning. My grandparents went to the Bunyan Church in Kempston, and my parents went to Kempston East Methodist, and my grandparents in Burton-on-Trent went to Church of England there. So it was a terribly stable start. And right from the beginning, I knew that God, or I was told that Jesus loved me. Right from the beginning, I was told that Jesus loved me. It was not something which was particularly introduced to me as an adult. And in 1978, I became a Christian. And what was particularly lovely about tonight was the fact that I became a Christian through revelation and through the verses that Wendy brought tonight. It was through those verses that God actually spoke out to me. A funny little boy, aged at about eight, and there is at least one person in the audience that knew me broadly at that age. And it was through an old English version of Revelation that God really stretched out his hand to me and met me in that place. And throughout then, my life really, and what God has made me to be, is about understanding and communicating some of those weird and wacky and interesting aspects of the Bible and broader sort of concepts. And I guess really everything was going really well to me, and everything was tickety-boo until I was about 14 or 15. And then at that point, things started to become really unstable. And I realized at that point that the pathway that I'd been on just was not going to take me to maturity, either as a Christian or as an adult in a secular sense. And some things really began to unravel, some relationships, some issues which I'd acquired in the last few in the preceding years, and entered a real time of instability. I left school, surprisingly enough. I've got a PhD, and I left school with 3 O levels and 1 CSE and a load of X's where I just didn't turn up for my qualification. And in that time, I got involved with some really good friends, and I made some good relationships, hear me right, but I just parked God. I said, no, I just cannot deal with you, and I just cannot deal with these things, and I just parked God. And I travelled, went all around the world, went to Russia, East Germany, all sorts of exciting places. And then, of course, I began to realise that, of course, you know, these things are just, you know, not scratching me where I'm itching. This is never going to be the satisfaction. This is running away. This is running away in the world. And then God woke me up. It was almost like a rise, O sleeping one. God woke me up when I was about 25 through an Alpha course. And I went along to an Alpha at Bromham Baptist and was reawakened to God, really. And then in 1998, I came to the King's Arms with Nick Griffin. And I was surprised. And then a year later, I got married to Kirsty, and really, I would say that my life has entered another time of stability, of great stability in God. And there's a fundamental difference in that the stability now is in God. And it's who he declares me to be, not who I declare myself to be. And that is such an important thing. And if you forget everything else that I've said here, remember this. The reason why I'm standing here is because God is faithful to me. And he has looked after me and brought me to this point. I have been unfaithful to him in that place, or I haven't been as faithful as I ought to have been. It's in his strength that I stand.